Blog Talk Radio.
It is so time. It's time to awaken America. It's time to awaken to empowerment and truth. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Together, let's save the USA. You know what? America's at a tipping point, and it's up to us to be the change and speak the truth. Time for peace, love, empowerment, and freedom, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Remember, America is the place where all men are created equal, endowed by a creator, and enabled with certain unalienable rights. Amongst these, life, liberty, and that pursuit of happiness. No guarantee of happiness, of course. But just want to thank you for joining me today. Not going to spend a lot of time. Been crazy. Crazy. Anybody ever have a roof done on their property? Oh, my goodness. Absolutely insanity. So, you know, the soul's in a magnetic field in the 1600s, and the English scientist William Gilbert, studying mineral deposits, naturally magnetized rocks that humans have created and compasses for the millennia, came to the conclusion the magnetic force mimics the soul. He correctly suggested that the Earth itself is a great magnet, and the magnetic pillars look towards the poles of the Earth. So, you know, your electric magnetic field is actually related to your consciousness. That's why you got to be so careful with all this 5G, because it actually helps with the synchronous firing of multi-neurons rather than firing of individual neurons. So they want to, like, enable the 5G because they do want to F up all of our brains. Anyway, thank you for joining me today. Hope everybody's managing through all of this shortage. I mean, we were talking about this 2 months ago, that stuff is happening, and now prices are exploding. I just, you know, the gas. I mean, you know, the really, really rich people like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi, I mean, they could probably afford $5 for gas. Hardworking middle-class folks or folks that just can't, you know, work, or, you know, single mom who's a waitress, you know, just trying to do the best for her kids. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's really time for a great awakening. It's time for us to, like, stand up and speak the truth of liberty and freedom, okay? And build back better. Why are we using some, like, socialist Marxist vernacular? You know what? It's time to awaken America, because woke is just a joke. It is time for us to show up, stand up, speak up, never put up, don't shut up, and we can't give up because it's our country and it's our time. And, you know, this is not a stupid woke-utopia. This is a fabulous republic if we can keep it. We don't need this damn shamdemic and, you know, the world economy. That's where Build Back Better came from, is Biden's globalist thing. I mean, come on, man. Let's wake up, people. Let's wake up. Let's wake up before we lose all of our freedoms and all of our liberties, you know, especially our First Amendment rights. Come on. First Amendment, Second Amendment shall not be impinged. Third Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment. Hey, if I don't want to talk to you, I don't have to unless my lawyer's present. Come on, man. What are we doing? Can't be taken over. Republics go by the wayside. I had some great stuff to share, but I'm just, like, exhaustified because it's been crazy week. Just wanted to touch base and say peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. I'm still here. And I'll tell you, getting a roof done is really interesting. A lot of banging. It can't talk. And then having the dogs around, it's like, wah, 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 wah. It's like, oh, my goodness. But let's see what we can do here. Let us see. Hopefully everybody's getting their gardening closed up. I've been actually saving seeds, and I'm hearing that that's something really important to do is to save your seeds. I guess a federal agent, FBI, quietly dropped a provocateur from the most wanted list. Yeah, January 6th. Were there people, federal agents there, provoking people to go ahead and let people in? You know, in this COVID thing, going to take the jab, the jib-jab? I don't know. Let's see. You know, stand for health, freedom. We cannot go ahead and just be pushed around. We have to go ahead and fight for everything, okay? You know, our country is being radically destroyed by lying, demented lunatics. And we have to go ahead and not put up with this BS, you know. I mean, Biden is ruining our law enforcement, our health care, because of these, our mRNA jabs that aren't really even real. I mean, in ivermectin, the science is showing the ivermectin does work, okay? Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, go to America's frontline doctors and telling you, you could get all the info there, something you really want to do, because once you get the info, you'll know the truth. So, you know, eat healthy, be healthy, stay warm. I guess heating is going to be going up like 30% this year. Just putting a bunch of layers on, because it's really getting crazy. You can't, I mean, 30%, who could afford that? Who could afford that? Gas, heating, food, you know, stock up on things that are pretty essential, like, you know, rice, beans, like we said before. Beans and rice and Jesus Christ. So that's all good stuff. And, friends, you know, don't get bamboozled and fooled by the left. And show up, stand up, speak up, and never give up. Have common sense. I am not going to go into a lot today. I think what we will do is read from Jesus Calling, say a prayer, and for the Yasha prayer for us, project good vibes out there. And today's the 27th. Happy birthday to my husband. I think the Federalist Papers were started today, too. That's kind of cool, right? So here's October 27th. As you become increasingly aware of my presence, you find it easier to discern the way you should go. Breathe. This is the way. Walk in it. This is one of the practical benefits of living close to me. Instead of wondering about what is on the road ahead or worrying about what you should do or when, you can concentrate on staying in the communication with me. When you actually arrive at choice point, I will show you which direction to go. Many people are so preoccupied with future plans and decisions that they fail to see choices they need to make today. Without any conscious awareness, they make their habitual responses. People who live this way find dullness creeping into their lives. They sleepwalk through their days, following well-worn paths of routine. I, the creator of the universe, and the most creative being imaginable. I will not leave you circling in deeply rutted paths. Instead, I will lead you along fresh trails of adventure, revealing to you things that you did not know. Stay in communication with me. Follow my guiding presence. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of our blessings. God, lead, guide, touch us in all we have to do, in everything we have to do. And God, let this country awaken. Awaken to the truth of what's really going on. Awaken to the truth of you. Let the church be a huge part of it and have another great awakening where people will know you first and know what fabulous foundation this country is built upon. The Judeo-Christian ethic of you, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you, God, for all of our blessings. Thank you for just Jesus and showing up and dying for our infirmities, our sins. And God, thank you for letting us be, you know, your people. And lead us, guide us, touch us to do the right thing. Keep your hand of protection on our country and our president, and expose the truth. Expose everything for what it really is, God. And we praise you, glorify you, and thank you. In Jesus' strong and precious name, we pray. Amen. So, there were a lot of people left behind in Afghanistan, American citizens. We need to pray for them, too, because we're not supposed to leave folks behind. Is that who we are? Maybe because of Brandon we are. Let's go, Brandon. Anyway, friends, I just want to thank you for joining me today. I am exhausted. Was up at 4 a.m. and just have a ton. Had a ton of stuff to do, so it's all good. Crazy, you know. If you ever get a roof done, it's a lot of work for the homeowners too. So, but thank God. But yeah, look out for those prices. Go get yourself some beans and rice, and kind of, you know, save the seeds from your tomatoes and your green peppers and things like that. And let's see what happens. I mean, hopefully we don't have to sustain ourselves, you know. And it's our country. It's our time. We are Americans. We are awakened Americans. Because woke is a joke. Woke is just a joke. So peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And, of course, peace of mind. And like I always say, be well, be blessed, be free. Be that change you wish to see. Don't sit around. Don't wait around. Just get around and be the change. Okay, peace, live, freedom, and peace of mind. Signing off for now. This is Boston. Bye-bye.